So last Friday,
our garbage gets picked up at our house on Fridays. And last Friday was really, really windy, right? It was nice and blustery. And as I drove out of my garage and started driving down the driveway, I've noticed that our recycling cans were blowing away. So one was in the middle of the driveway, the other one was far off into the middle of the yard. And my conversation in my head went something like this. Man, it's cold out. Ugh. These cans are blowing away again. Well, I'll pick up the one in the driveway so I don't run it over, but the other one, I'll get it later. I'm not wearing boots. It's too cold. I'm not going out there. Oh, wait. There it goes a little bit further. Ugh. If I leave it there, the wind might take it. You better go get it. But I don't want to. It's too cold. I'm not wearing boots. I'll get cold. My shoes will be ruined. You could go put your boots on. I don't have time for that. Just go get it. But I don't want to. I don't want to. I won't go. It won't go very far. It'll be fine. I'll send the kids out later to get it. So I drove down the driveway, only to find my neighbor's cans in the middle of the road. But I kept driving. Got to the stop sign and realized I had forgotten something and had to turn around, drive back around my neighbor's garbage cans, back into my driveway to see that my can is blowing further away. Get off your butt and go get the garbage can. Oh, cold, shoes, boots. Ugh. But I did. I went out, I picked it up, I tossed it in the front seat of the van, only to have snow cover my seat and the whole middle of the console from the snow that was stuck in the middle of the can. That all happened in about 4.3 minutes. That included throwing the kids in the van, driving down the road and back. Every day, we encounter a number of situations where we have to weigh the pros and cons. The personal woes versus the shoulds and ought tos. According to the internet, take it however you want, but apparently 90% of our thoughts that go through our head on any given day are in regards to our own needs, wants, or concerns. The actual number doesn't matter, but the overall picture is that our brains function to protect ourselves. It's no wonder, then, that it's a challenge when we hear Jesus say, "Come and follow me. Leave everything and follow me." It's a challenge to think that we could even apply that to ourselves. Even more amazing is that Simon and Peter and James and John say, okay, and they get up and go without even seeming to give it a thought. Now, if someone had asked me that question, the voices in my head would take at least a good 5 minutes, if not more, to reel through the pros and cons, weighing how it will impact me. What would I have for lunch if I go? Am I dressed appropriately? Before I even get to the ideas of why Jesus might be calling me in the first place and what the purpose of me going would be. We're actually called to follow Jesus every day. We encounter situations every few minutes in our lives that require us to respond in one way or another. And how we respond can make a world of difference. For example, and this is not about my coworkers, but for example, a coworker comes into the office grumpy from the ailments that they're suffering, and you have a choice. You can quickly walk the other direction and go about your day, or you can engage your coworker, "Good morning, how are you?" and listen to the list of ailments. There are pros and cons. If you take the time to listen, you will undoubtedly hear more than you really want to hear. It will take much of your precious time that you could be doing with other things. And if you take the time to listen, it could encourage this coworker to come to you more often. And then it will never end. If you don't listen, and if you quickly walk away, you might be judged by your actions. You might be titled as the one who is self-centered, who doesn't care about anyone else. While you'll have your time to do what is needed, you may be making your coworkers' ailments even worse. Regardless of what you decide, you have to make a decision. And sometimes a quick one. We don't hear the disciples weigh through the pros and cons of following Jesus' invitation. We simply hear that they went. Sure, they knew a little bit about who this Jesus guy was, but their response is still pretty incredible. Jesus puts the invitation out there, come, follow me, and we have to respond. The really cool thing, and most frustrating thing, is that Jesus doesn't tell us how to respond to that invitation. We are given that choice. We can choose to give in and listen to the coworker, or walk away and go about our day. But Jesus invites us to follow. Jesus doesn't demand us. If and when we decide to follow Jesus, we are promised that Jesus will walk with us, that Jesus will carry us and lead us, and always be present with us. Doesn't promise he'll make everything perfect, but Jesus promises to be present with us. The challenge then sometimes becomes, what direction is it that Jesus is actually wanting us to follow? It takes time to siphon through the 90% of our thoughts that are about protecting ourselves to find the other 10% that might be directed towards God's plan. If you were to ask a pastor how they decided to go to seminary, I don't think you would hear any of them say, I woke up one morning and just decided to do it. It takes a lot of reconciling that even though this is not the dream job, it's God's calling. The voices in our heads give us all sorts of reasons and excuses to act or not act, to follow or not follow, to respond to our own desires or to respond in faith. But Paul reminds us today in our second lesson, Paul reminds us that we belong to Christ. We are called to follow Jesus. We are invited to respond in Jesus' name, to do all things as Jesus would invite us to do, to put Jesus before our own desires. God knows, literally, that it's not something we can do 100% of the time. It's not an easy task. That's part of the reason why church is so important. We can gather together here, knowing that we all face somewhat of the same challenges in different ways out in the world. We know that we all have our failings when it comes to putting God first. And we can gather together to continue working to act in Jesus' name. Jesus puts the invitation out for us. Come and follow me. We have to respond. Amen.